Hello, everyone. My name is Kateri, and welcome to my podcast. This is going to be called Random Talks. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about myself and why I started this podcast. The reason why I started the podcast is because I have written some books, and I'm not a video person. I'm not going to sit in front of a, get all dolled up and sit in front of a video. That's not who I am. So, I wanted to do something with my voice. Not that I'm proud of my voice either. I don't have this radio voice or anything like that. So anyways, this is just what I'm comfortable doing. So I'm going to do it like this. And the reason why is so that I can read chapters of my book that I am currently writing. And that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to read you the first two chapters. So each one of the episodes that I'm going to do, they're going to be about 11 minutes long, and they're going to be just random talks. That's basically what this whole thing is going to be about. Some are going to be about my stories that I'm writing. Some are going to be just stories that I might have in my head and I need to get out. Some of them are going to be about art that I have done. So I'll tell you a little bit more about myself. I'm a artist. I'm a illustrator and author. I've written 10 children's books. I have started two novels. The first one's going to be a long one. The second one's just some short story. It's a collection of short stories, so it's going to be a quick read. And I'm not done with that. I'm about three chapters in, and those are going to be what I'm going to read you about. I've been making masks for people. I've been selling them. There are a lot of people who basically are hating me on Facebook because I'm selling them. But that's my time. And it's art to me. And I will never, ever give my art away again. So that's how I see that as. And I'll leave that there. I'm also a mother. I have a daughter. She's 5 years old. And that's who my children's books are based on. The Adventures of Tyler. She's awesome. And I have a husband. His name is Austin. And he's a security guard. He's the one who works. I stay home right now. I've worked for a lot of years. So now I'm done working. And hang on a second. My daughter wants to talk to me. Sorry about that. She just hears me talking and needs to be nosy. She came in and said, I love you. So I'm going to talk about my second book that I have written. The first book that I wrote is called Faith's Escape. I wrote that whenever I was 19. And I'll talk about more in my next episode. I don't know if I already said it, but I'm going to try to keep these episodes 11 minutes long. So you ain't taking up a whole hour of your time or... You know, I'm not trying to take up a bunch of your time. So 11 minutes is all I'm going to take a day. Sometimes I might have two shows a day. Most of the time I'm going to try to do one show a day. So in this book that I have written, and it's called Winter Count, 13 Twisted Stories. I wrote this because I'm trying to bring awareness to missing and murdered Indigenous women. And this is going to be my way. There's going to be several stories in this book. There's going to be 13 stories in this book. It's going to be short. It's going to be a short book, even though it's 13 stories. So here's the description of what it's about. Katherine Ryder always knew she was different. And when she turned 21, she learned just how different she truly was. An old book reveals itself to her while she's taking a walk around her family's ranch land property. The book contains details of Katherine's family that she had never heard about, magical details. Katherine was determined to find out why it had chosen her to reveal itself to. She discovered what seemed like a spell to visit the past, as well as the future. It was a winter count spell. When Katherine began to draw the winter count, she had a vision of her niece Hayden and her favorite cousin Sam. They were going to stop by in the middle of the spell, so she decided to include them. She hoped they could all gain some insight from the spell. Katherine always knew she held special gifts, magical gifts. 13 years, 13 twisted stories. So that's the description that I wrote. Of course, it's a rough draft. All of this is going to be rough draft. This is not final at all in any kind of way. And I will continue to talk about this book, and I might tell you things that I have changed, but so some things have changed. I did read these two chapters on Snapchat, so if you did hear them on Snapchat, forgive me for the changes. So here are some of the changes. I mean, not some of the changes. Here is the first chapter. And it's going to be called, each story is going to be a book. So book one, chapter one, October 31st, 2010. I'm sorry for all the incorrections. This is my first episode, so please bear with me. And don't hold it against me either. Chapter 1, October 31st, 2010. "Come in, Hayden," Katerin announced loudly from her art table where she sat drawing in a winter count. "Now how is that you knew it was me? And how did you even know I was here? I didn't knock," Hayden said as she walked through the front door to Katerin's art studio. Katerin was a very pretty 21-year-old woman. She was wise beyond her years. She had medium tan skin with dark brown eyes to match her dark brown long curly hair. She was what people today would call curvy. Katerin was very curvy. Some days she liked it, most days she didn't. She was so beautiful, and it was beauty that she did not see. Katerin's art studio was also very beautiful, with an entire wall from floor to ceiling, nothing but books. The huge bookshelf resembled the library in Walt Disney's Beauty and the Beast. She had a printer to do all her greeting cards, a painting station to do her acrylic paintings, an elevated art desk to do all her sketches and drawings at, and finally, a huge bay window with a comfy spot to sit and look out at the buttes that surrounded her family's property. Katerin lived on her family's ranch in a small rural community outside of Oaktown, South Dakota, which was located at the end of a Native American reservation. She lived alone on the huge property, with the exception of the animals. She had two Blue Heeler cattle dogs. They were of an Australian Shepherd breed, one named Romeo and the other Scout. They were glued to Katerin's side constantly. Along with her dogs were several other animals. She looked after her family's herd of 40 head of cattle. Her family also had 4 horses, 4 chickens, and a rooster. It was a full-time job looking after the family's ranch, but Katerin loved every minute of it. She mostly loved after all the work was done, and she could retire to her art studio and create whatever random art floated around in her head. Hayden walked over to the bookshelf and grabbed one of R.L. Stine's Fear Street books. She then walked over to the bay window and sat down as she awaited her aunt to answer her question on how she knew it was her that was coming. She skimmed the back cover of the book. "Magic," Katerin replied to Hayden as she looked up and smiled a mischievous smile. Hayden laughed it off, half believing her crazy aunt. "Yeah, yeah, yeah, you're a witch, blah, blah, blah," Hayden said, half jokingly. "Now I never said that, dear niece. I just happened to have the know." Katerin continued with her art piece without looking up. "What brings you out here today, my niece?" "I wanted to come and visit and see if you've seen my mom lately." Hayden's mom was Katerin's older cousin, who was very bad off on the street drug known as Caper. Caper was a drug that pretty much made you a zombie. You didn't eat or sleep. It took you away from your family and made you believe that they were the enemy when all they wanted to do was help. Hayden was a 19-year-old young woman with brown hair and light brown eyes. Hayden was also very curvy. She did not lack confidence at all. She knew she was beautiful, and her aunt reminded her every chance she got. "I haven't seen your mom, but I've also been keeping to myself a lot lately. Too much bad energy out there around this res these days," Katerin replied as she continued to draw on her winter count. "Huh,
Hayden shrugged and tried to act as though she was not bothered by the fact that she had not seen or heard from her mom in over a month.
So what are you working on, Auntie?
Catherine looked up at her niece, and she knew she wasn't leaving anytime soon. She ignored the question. How'd you get out here?
My friend dropped me off. She had to go into town for something.
Well, then you got some time.
Some time for what?
She's going to pick me up when she comes back through, Hayden said, knowing fully well if she committed to a day out on the ranch, her auntie would put her to work.
Well, you ask me what I'm doing,
and you think I'm a witch.
So I wanted to take you on a journey to my past and my future. Maybe you can gain some insight on your life along the way.
But this is going to take all day. So tell your little friend I'll take you home, Catherine said as she sat back down at her desk and began to prepare the story she was going to tell her.
Okay, but this shit better be good, Auntie, because I had a horrible few days, Hayden confided in her auntie.
Oh? Catherine asked without looking up from the paper she was writing on.
And what is going on inside your head, Hayden, my dear? Hayden knew she couldn't keep anything from her aunt. It was as if she knew what was going on before she could even get the words out.
Just worried about my mom. Thinking about my future. You know, the usual, Hayden replied as she continued to read some of the books she had grabbed.
Well, my dear niece, I had found something that is going to change both of our lives. But let's wait for your Uncle Sam to show up.
Oh, is he coming out too?
Yeah, Catherine said as she smiled and gazed off into the distance. Catherine always knew things. She couldn't explain it. Sometimes it would come in forms of dreams or flashes when she was thinking about someone. They were always quick visions, almost like premonitions. Catherine could never explain it. So she never tried to. It was a little secret she had always kept to herself. Well, that was until today.
So I went over. We're about 12 and a half minutes long, and that was only the first chapter. So I'm going to do another episode tomorrow, and we'll do chapter 2. And I guess so each chapter will just have to be one episode long. Tomorrow will be chapter 2, the next day chapter 3, and so forth. Eventually, I will tell you the story about Faith's escape. Because let me tell you, that is a good one. Hopefully I can keep it to 11 minutes. I'm going to try. So I'm going to have to figure out a sign-off line. So for now, I'll talk to you tomorrow.